Ouch, Christ!
Julian grimaced as a sharp shard of plastic pierced his gum. He threw the pen he'd been chewing onto his desk and watched as blue ink splashed against the solid walnut. He'd had a ridiculously unproductive week last week, and he wasn't prepared to face another balls-up day just because he couldn't get his goddamn head straight. Evangeline Andrews had been in his life for a little over 2 weeks, and it was 2 weeks to the day since she'd walked away from him. A month, a mere 31 fucking days, he thought out loud, running his hand roughly through his hair. But 31 days were all it took to completely mindfuck him. Enough! He slammed the screen of his laptop down and checked his watch. It was still early. Even his most overzealous employees hadn't arrived in the office yet. He stared out the large, floor-to-ceiling window of his top-floor office. The nearly vacant street below was lonely, almost melancholic. Frustration burned inside him as his surroundings mirrored his emotions. He inhaled deeply through gritted teeth, pulled himself to his full 6'2", and straightened his tie. He held his mobile in his hand for a long time before finally hitting the call button.
Hello?
A sleepy voice answered. Julian tilted his head, unimpressed.
Tell her to come straight to my office when she gets in. She's not to waste time going to her desk. She's to come straight to me. Is that clear?
Who am I telling?
Julian rolled his eyes, mildly amused by Shelley's rhetorical question.
The new girl.
What? But I thought this was all over. You said no more games.
Shelley paused.
Have you changed your mind or something?
Julian hung up and watched a plane fly behind a cloud and disappear before roughly slamming the blinds shut. He sighed, embraced the darkness, and waited. Just another day in the office, he warned himself, struggling to believe his own words. A little over an hour later, a single faint knock sounded on his office door. Julian didn't reply. He sat upright with his arms folded on his desk and his eyes focused straight ahead in the darkness. A second knock followed, a little louder this time. He breathed slowly and deeply, a conscious effort to remain silent and still. He knew to expect the door to open after the third knock. He'd come to notice they always entered at that point, regardless of his lack of response. He waited, counting the seconds as they ticked slowly by in his head, before the door creaked gently and a tiny sliver of light grew at the end of the room like an opening fan. He appraised her immediately as she stepped into the confined light. The squeak of his chair pushing back was amplified by the stillness of his office as he stood up to garner a better view. He could see her clearly, and he watched as her eyes squinted and searched for him in the depths of the darkness. She was taller than he'd expected, slim, too, with an air of swagger that could be misconstrued as cocky. Game on. Julian decided it wasn't too early for whiskey, and his mind wandered to the nearby vintage bottle with his name on it. But now that it was showtime, the drink would have to wait until after his triumph. Close the door, he commanded. The girl didn't ask questions or answer back. She simply did as she was told, and a gentle slam resonated in the air for a second. Julian rolled his eyes. Too easy. Unbutton your blouse, he said firmly, as he stepped out from behind his desk and paced with determination toward the center of the room. He watched her confident fingers gently flick each button free from their silky confines. You know why you're here, he said.
Yes, the other girls have told you, no doubt, he added.
She didn't reply. Julian had purposely asked a question with a difficult answer, but he expected an answer nonetheless.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, you heard me, or yes, they've told you.
Would you please be more specific?
Yes, I heard you.
Julian's eyes narrowed. I see you are choosing to ignore my initial observation. I don't appreciate it. There was silence. Julian edged closer, close enough to feel the heat of her body. She wanted to play. Her tone, body language, and seductive perfume all told him that she'd be good at games.
Do you think you can outwit me? Julian whispered,
his voice gentle and hiding the mild level of annoyance he felt.
I like a challenge, she replied.
Wrong answer.